time, brother.
Blog Talk Radio.
What?
Peace and blessings out there to everyone. I am your host, Forrest J. Nance. How y'all doing out there? I hope everybody had a prosperous and nice week, because basically I know I did, okay? Hope you exercised, and I hope you ate well, okay? Because not that we can all predict how long we'll live, but I think if you're a spiritual person, you're in the scripture, not only does it tell you how to eat, but when you feel good, especially as you get a little older, but newer, all right, you get a good feeling from what you put in the earth, which is your stomach, all right? Now, as everyone knows, and if you don't know, now you'll know. I told you guys last week, but for a while, I've been telling you guys that Grown Folks Talk and Express Yourself, which is the name of the podcast, we're expanding. We're going to have shows on now 7 days a week. Now, let me say something to you, all right? The brother who's my technician, Mr. Randy J. Sean Jackson, I owe him a debt of gratitude because for the longest people, because I promoted in my town, I'm headquartered here in Newark, New Jersey, and people have told me, they said, listen, you know a lot of people, you was ripping and running, you know, promoting shows back in the day, you need to do a podcast. I said, ah. But my man, Jay Sean, was the one who talked me into starting the podcast. He got me inspired. And we inspired each other because I've been knowing the brother for over 30 years. This is a testimony, an affirmation to my brother out there, Jay. All right? So I started, and now I understand my calling. Now, I'm not trying to get on here like Reverend Ike. I'm not trying to get on here like any type of politician, which, you know, I'm not too kind to politicians nowadays because most politicians are bought and paid for. They're compromised, you know. But I just want to say this, all right? No, I would never accept the title of a leader. I like to be a person that energizes a person. And then if I could help somebody turn on the light switch upstairs, okay? And I'm not perfect by any measure, no means, whatever. I'm not perfect, family out there. All right, but I started this to inspire, and now I understand my calling from now until it's time for me to make a transition. So, with that being said, we're moving now to a different forum, all right, a different number. So, in about 2 minutes, I'm about to give you the new number. Now, do not discard or throw away this number that you dialed in for the show tonight. The reason why I say that is because my man, my technician, is still going to have Blog Talk Radio. The name of his show, now, okay, fam, you might have to mute your phone, even though you're unmuted and you're my guest, all right, and you have your own show. Everybody's going to do their bio. Mute your phone in case you have any noise in the background. And then when I'm ready to bring you all on, then you can unmute your phone. But Jay gave you the courtesy, and I gave you the courtesy of unmuting your phone. So we don't get no background noise while people are saying what they need to say, because we will have other guests come up here. They're going to state the name of their show and their purpose. But getting back to my man in conclusion, do not throw away the 563 number. Continue to support this brother, all right? Because we're doing something on a different network does not mean you say, hey, I'm pushing 563 to the side. Don't do that, family, all right? You should have an ear for all things. That's how we all learn. And most importantly, like I said, we have to support one another. That is of the utmost importance, all right? My man got a Friday night show, Keeping It Real, with Jay Sean. And then he also has other people coming up here, and he will verbally give it to you before this two-hour segment ends, all right? So, like I said, don't give it up. But like I said, now, with all the guests I had on, they were gracious enough to allow me to come into their space to say, yes, I would like to have a show on the network. It'll still be Grown Folks Talking, Express Yourself, but it's going to be the Progressive Call-In Network, all right, spiritual network. because you've heard the guests I've had up here. And if you're a first-time caller coming in, thank you for tuning in. All right, now, I ask you to have your pen and pad ready. Here's the new number, and we start on June the 1st, all right? And the first show airs Eastern Standard Time. This is not my show. Everybody will have their own show. It'll be Vision Care with John Monroe. That's the gentleman who takes care of the eyes. If you know anybody having eye situations, glaucoma, macular degeneration, there's so many eye diseases, okay, that, well, this man has done the research for a number of years, all right? So if you know anybody that's having eye problems, tell them to please tune in Wednesday with the number I'm about to give you. Thursday, I'm giving you an itinerary now, fam. You don't have to write this down just yet because Ms. Carol's going to be on, and then you can write down the itinerary of the shows. We're going to have beak cancer. So anybody that's having a cancer situation or has went into remission with cancer, has recovered, all right, this is very important that they tune in. That's 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, all right, because I know we have people in different parts of the country that tune into this show, all right. So you just have to put into place what time you are so that you can coordinate your time with Eastern Standard Time to come in. Friday, Miss Adrian, who's about to give a bio up here soon, all right, I'm gonna let her speak for herself, the name of her show and what time she's coming on, because she's coming on. She's on here already. On Saturday, we're going to have grown folks talking, Express Yourself. Now, normally, family, you know I'm going to come up here at 7 p.m., but now I'll be coming on at 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard. All right, you got to mute your phone out there, wherever that is. Now, mute your phone, please. Mute your phone. You won't be muted. You can always take yourself off mute. You'll be unmuted by the technician, okay? So Saturday, grown folks talking, Express Yourself. That's from 6 to 8. That'll be our new time. So we're not coming on from 7 to 9. It'll be 6 to 8. And then immediately following us, well, I should say immediately, there's a 30-minute gap from 8:30 to closing, which means they end the show when they like. You have The Grace Space featuring Karen, Minister Deborah, and also you will have Miss Jada from Charlotte, North Carolina. The other two sisters are from Houston, Texas. On Sunday, y'all remember April Renee, the lady that was talking about the radiation and the scripture, and she was talking about a lot of other different things up here pertaining to health and wellness? Well, she'll be on Sunday from 3 to 4. It's called What in the Cell is Going On. 5 o'clock, we got my man, and he'll be up here. He should be up here. He's going to give you his bio. The financial dual, knowledge is the key to financial wealth. And Alex, if I'm saying that wrong, you will correct me, my brother. That's why I got everybody coming on doing their bio. I'm just going off the top of my head. But they come on from 5 p.m. to 7 Eastern Standard Time, family. All right, these are the finance brothers that are going to try to tell you, basically how to do the investment with your money, and, well, wealth is health, and health is wealth. And also, on Sunday, we'll have Brother Abdul, and the title of his show will be called The Health Man. So, family, 7 days a week, that's the foundation right there. What I plan on doing and bringing to you is for the early birds to go to bed early and get up early. I'm going to reach out to my man Rob. I'm going to have a workout show in the morning. All right? What time it comes on, don't know. You have to check the itinerary. When you call in that number, starting on June the 1st, all right, that's when we go up, June the 1st with John Monroe's show, The Visionary Care Man. All right? When you call in, you'll hear grown folks talking, Express Yourself, and then up underneath there, Miss Carol, who is our program director for now, she will let you know on a pre-recorded voicemail what the itinerary is, just in case you guys can't find a pen and a piece of paper out there. All right? You call in that number, and if nobody's up, you can still hear the itinerary. All right? But like I said, then we'll have a gospel show coming. I have Miss Princess Tia. She's coming in. She's moving from Jamaica into Florida soon. She's going to give you some Caribbean flavor and Caribbean cooking. All right? And yes, family, we will have, it's called Huddle.Team. It's a visionary capability, something like Zoom, where you'll be able to see who you're talking to on certain programs, not all programs, all right? Because you have Miss Jacqueline, Dr. Jacqueline Ali, who does a demonstration with body work, all right? She will actually have a live demonstration, all right, on what body work is all about. Now she taps into muscles, certain parts of the body, and can tell you what is going on with your body health-wise, all right? So, family, we got a lot coming up. We're going to have gospel, all right? Miss Carol's about to hook that up. We're going to set that up for the people who love gospel music, which you know is very soothing to the soul, peaceful for the mind, all right? So we're putting things in order. We're going to have new shows coming. We're going to have morning shows. We're going to have afternoon shows. Just give it time. But the foundation is set, family. So it's up to you. It's up to you to tune in. So every day of the week we'll have a show for you to tune into. All right? But like I said, don't throw away this 563 number. Now, what I'm going to do is we're going to do a roll call right now with some of the people. I'm going to see who's up here that have their shows, because nobody can give a bio better than the particular person who's having their show. All right? So I'm going to call out the first person first. Miss Adrian, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go right ahead, my dear. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Miss Adrian. It starts with a C. She's going to pronunciate her last name
just
for you.
Leave it at C.
That's right. I don't want to beating up on me, but go right ahead, sister.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm glad to be able to pronounce to you that I am going, starting next Friday, June 3rd, I'm going to have my podcast called Can We Talk? And it's a talk show type podcast where I put information out there. We're going to be talking about family issues, society, social issues, and religion. So the topics are broad, and we have some guests coming on with some unusual jobs, some that you may have heard of, some that you haven't. But I'm looking forward to hearing from all of you. Coming on to Can We Talk? And the number is, you want me to give the number? You going to give it?
Yeah, you can give them the number.
The number is 520-525-8633. That's 520-525-8633. I'm looking forward to you. This is on Friday at 6 o'clock and every Friday thereafter. Looking forward to hear from you.
All right. Well, thank you, Ms. Adrian, for that little bio. Like I said, nobody could do it better than the person who's having the show. And Ms. Adrian's been working for years with
I didn't do my bio. You want me to go back to do that?
Yeah, could you? I appreciate it. Let the people know a little bit more about you.
Okay. My background, I've been working pretty much all my adult life in social service and human service, working with all areas. I worked with children, with teenagers, with runaways, foster care, working with foster kids, and I even have my own agency working with teen mothers and helping them get started and on their way. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. I've been doing a lot working in the community in Brooklyn, New Jersey, Florida, Georgia. You know, I've gone a lot of different places. People call me and ask me to help them set up something for the community. So it's something I love doing, something I do well, and that's why this podcast is set up the way it is, because it's things that I have experience with. Okay. Forrest? Okay, I guess I'll keep talking. And I challenge each one of you not only to come on but participate, ask questions, give comments. Each one of you probably have a specialty of your own, and I'm looking forward to you sharing that with everybody. It's going to be like an open mic.
Okay.
Okay, you there? Okay.
Yeah, I'm here. No, I was listening to what you, I had to click over, but I'm back now. So are you finished with your bio, Ms. Adrian, or is there more you'd like to add to that?
Yeah, I'm finished. I just kept going because you weren't there, so.
Well, I appreciate that. I thought you were going, as many years as you've been in the business of helping people, I thought I was going to have to give you another half an hour, but okay, keep it short and sweet. That's what you got the show for. Well,
that's
Ms.
what the
Adrian,
show's
thank
for.
You. That's right. You can stay unmuted because all the people who have shows are going to stay unmuted anyway. If there's anything you want to say as we go along, because this show is dedicated not only to Brother Jay, who's the technician, to make sure people stay up here on his line, but also to everybody who's coming on here. Now, before I bring on my next guest that has their own show, family, I want to say this. Tonight we have the pleasure. This brother started with me in the beginning, and he's been with me ever since. And I always talk about debt of gratitude. Well, let me say this. I would have to say debt of gratitude to the 10th power. Our dear brother, our intern herbalist, Brother Rashad El Amin, all right? The brother's going to end our segment tonight with health and healing. He's going to give you some clips, unless the brother's changed his mind, but doesn't make a difference, all right? And I just want to say to the brother, thank you 1,000 times for being here with me, and continued health to him and the family. And like I said, I need to walk off the end of a cliff if I'm gonna mention that brother's name, because like I said, everybody's familiar with Brother Rashad up here. All right, so the brother's gonna come on. He started with me, and the brother's gonna end my show. Okay, so. Next, we're going to have, let me see, I think next is Brother Leon. Brother Leon, you there?
Yeah, brother, I'm here.
All right, my brother. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Brother Leon. He's going to give you his bio. Go ahead, go right ahead, my brother.
My bio's going to be a little quick. I don't know how you follow a bio in an introduction like the one that just left off. But,
you got time, brother. We got 2 hours. Go ahead.
My show is going to be on June the 6th from 7 to 9. It's called Talking with Leon. Let's talk about it. It's going to be an open mic. You know, I'm going to have guests. My very first show is going to be special.
Your recording has reached the maximum length. To replay your message.
I'm not going to put it out there yet, but it's going to be special. It's special for me. Tune in. Tune in to see how special that's going to be. After that, I got guests coming on all the way into the middle of July. And we can talk about whatever it is that's on your mind, that's on your heart. That's how I'm going to do that. And as far as I'm concerned, my bio is I've been working with kids for over 30 years myself in the community, keeping them off the streets, keeping them out of gangs, keeping them in school, making sure they go to college, the ones who do, and if not, bringing them to trade school. So what I'm going to say is tune in, because it's happening. It's definitely happening. Telephone number. Telephone number is 520-525-8633. Tune in. All right, brother.
All right. That's every Monday at what time, Leon?
Every Monday, 7 to 9. 7 p.m. to 9.
Right. All right. All right. Hey, family, there you go. All right, so far we dealt with Friday, and we're gonna get to Sunday now. I don't think I forgot about Sunday. It's the reason why I'm saving Sunday for last, all right? But by now, I think Miss Carol might be on. Miss Carol, are you up here? Hold on, family. I know Kyle had, Miss Kyle had to pick her son up. Let me see if she's on yet.
Hello?
Oh, there you go.
I'm here. I'm just dropping.
Are you comfortable? Because I could go to the next person and call you back if you need to get comfortable.
No, I'm all right.
All right.
Ladies, I'm all right. I'm in the car, so, but y'all should be able to hear me all right.
I hear you pretty good since I mailed that antenna out to you to put on top of your car. Go right ahead.
All right, smarty. All right, so, good evening, everyone. My show is The Pink Sofa Talk, and it will be on Tuesday at 7:30. My show will have various topics week by week. And the first week, the first Tuesday in every month is going to be for women only. Sorry, brothers, but that's going to be a time that the citizens can talk and openly and candidly with one another and come in and have a seat on the pink sofa. The pink sofa is about encouragement and inspiration. It's about sisters helping sisters. It's all about the sisterhood. I come with a background similar to Sister Adrian, having worked in social services, foster care, adoption, child services, all of that, as well as education. And I hold a master's from Howard in human development. And human development is my passion. I love the cycles of life and how we grow and how we move about as we grow. So I'm looking forward to it. Again, it's Pink Sofa Talk with Carol Lucille, Tuesday at 7:30. First Tuesday of the month is Ladies Only. Second Tuesday, I will be joined by the Wakanda Women, and we will talk about different issues, focusing on some of the African-American issues in the community. On the third Tuesday, we will do Proverb Women, and we will look at biblical figures and the characteristics that we want to exemplify in our own lives. On the fourth Tuesday is going to be Sheroes, and we will talk about our female heroes and inspirations, living or past. And then whenever there is a fifth Tuesday, it will be an intergenerational talk. We will have women from every decade, teens, 20-something, 30-something, 40-something, and so on and so on, so that we could have a dialogue and learn from one another. So that's going to be the Pink Sofa Talk, and I'm looking forward to having you come have a seat on the sofa, and we can discuss the things that are important to us. Again, the number, 520-525-8633, and I will be doing the video component and if you download the app, huddle.team, H-U-D-D, David, L-E, dot team, T-E-A-M, you can have that app, and then you can join, and you can use the video, and we will be able to see you, because we really would like to see one another when we're seated on the pink sofa. So I'm looking forward to having you join us.
Hey, Kyle, on that note, hold on for that note. Hey, somebody I can hear what's going on in the back. Mute your phone. Just mute your phone. You can listen to the show, and we call you back. You just unmute yourself. That's all. Hold on for a minute, Carol. Because somebody, there's a lot of noise in somebody's background.
That's squeaky, right?
Yeah. Just mute that. There you go. Thank you. Okay, go ahead, Carol.
That's about it.
Okay, now listen, family. Just in case that slipped by you, remember I said earlier when we were talking about the itinerary, all right? But you hear Miss Carol's voice. She'll do the itinerary of all the shows. Once you call in that number, because like I said, somebody will be up there every day of the week. You're like, well, when it's Thursday, what's going on with grown folks talking? Who they got talking today? Ooh, it's Carl Wagner with Deep Cancer. All right, let me listen to what he's got to say. See, but let me tell you something, family. The goal of this call-in network, all right, is to reach all 50 states. All right? Mute your phone back there. Mute your phone. The goal is for us to reach all 50 states and then go international. All right? Because not only are the melanated people original people, but now we have to come across with original ideas. And really, remember I said earlier that now we're going to have the visual feature where you can actually look at the person that's talking to you. And sometimes that's very significant for people that like to see who they're talking to, you know? So Ms. Carol broke that down. And like I said, you'll hear her voice when you call that number just in case. Because like I said, in time we're going to add on new shows. And what I like to do, because you know, when Rashad's up here and other people I've had on as guests, we always talk about exercising. I'm going to get an exercise person, but you just got to get yourself out of that bed early in the morning. You can always go back to bed if that's what you choose, but I doubt it, because if your blood is flowing properly and you're taking your supplements and you're eating well and taking your sea moss, you're going to be up and you're going to feel very good that day, all right? I have one of the top-notch trainers, all right, in New Jersey. I have to reach out to him. And I'm going to have somebody for y'all to get your day started right with a little exercise, some jumping jacks, some stretching, okay? Because a lot of people are not self-motivated. Some people need a little motivation, okay? So that's what we're going to do here. And then I'm going to have something soulful for you, all right? Saturday night, the best is yet to come. I'm going to have this brother play a little nice house music. Y'all remember how it was back in the day when we had those free-spirited nights, right? We had those little party nights when we all felt good because it was electric going to a party because everybody was there to have a good time. Not to shoot each other, not to call women out their names. I'm talking about when it was a good decade, good time, when we had a good time. The brother's going to play that kind of music. Then he's going to go into the slow jams, all right? Y'all remember when we was young, we had them little basement parties, okay? The worst thing that would happen is a fist fight. And that was far and few in between. But unfortunately, family, those are the times that we live in. And those are the guests. You heard Dr. King when he came on last week. Tell me that brother didn't drop a spirited message. See, that's what we need to engage with each other. The village mentality is gone. All right, but we got to bring it back. It's not gone with all of us. Because like Brother Leon says, conscientious. We have to be conscious. All right? Whatever your religion is, doesn't matter. Faith in one, the Creator, the Most High. All right? Then we take it from there. I don't care what you call them. All right? We have to be each other's keeper. Okay? Now, I'm not talking about we take advantage of someone because nobody's going to stand for that. We're not going to stand for that. All right? But I'm talking about people that want to engage, and that's why I'm in this knee-deep, up to my neck now. All right? And I'm not giving up. I'm bringing people in. All right, to encourage you to be the messenger in your neighborhood to do the right thing. So, Ms. Carol, in closing, would you care to say something else?
No, I think I covered it all.
All right. Well, you'll be hearing her voice starting. What day would you say, Carol, that in case they forgot or those who maybe didn't want to get up off the sofa or the chair to go get a pen and paper
and
mark it down? You know.
Yes,
what
every
about
Tuesday. Every Tuesday, starting June 7th, will be the Pink Sofa Talk.
Right. But what I was saying, Kyle, the number that they have to call in to check the itinerary in case they forget, what day can they go up there to actually hear your voice up there with the team? What day are we going to start that? Do you know offhand?
That's going to start on, when do you want it to start, Monday or Tuesday?
That's up to you. You're the program director.
We'll have it up there on Monday.
Okay, fam, you heard that. You got the number. Hey, Kyle, could you get that number to him one more time? Because I'm going to give it to him about three or four more times before we leave.
Yes. The number is 520-525-8633.
All right. So
show,
Monday. Oh,
show
ahead,
ID is grown folks.
So family. Oh, so when they call, they got to put grown folk in, Kyle?
If they download the app.
Okay. So listen to your voice come on with the itineraries, what you saying?
Oh,
they
no.
Can just call, they can just call straight
just call
in, right?
Yes,
just call the
number.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Now, family, once again, listen to the instruction now, okay? Because when you come, well, we can always go over that with whoever's the host of this show to let them know what they need to punch in. And also, you go to my Facebook page, Forrest Nance. It'll be posted up there by Ms. Deborah Alexander. All right? So, Carol, just hold your horses. All right? And they want you. Are you still in the car, Carol?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. No, I'm saying you can go and put your slippers on now and relax on the pink sofa. And I know you want to relax a little, so I'm going to bring the next person on. Stay tuned, all right? But ladies and gentlemen, you'll be hearing Carol's voice up there with the itinerary. You have the call-in number. I have to repeat that because some people call in late to this podcast, all right? Now, next, we have on, if she's here, Carol, are you there?
Yes, Forrest, I'm here.
Grace the space in the house. Go right ahead, my dear.
So, hi, everybody. This is Karen, and I represent one-third of Grace Space. And we will be on for the first time at the new location June the 4th, which is Saturday, June the 4th, at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time. And Grace Space presents a judgment-free, holistic approach to emotional health and well-being. That is our basic premise. And then the second part, which is something new that we're offering, which is called CCB, and that is where we connect with what's current and trending in the Black community, in the Black business community, actually. So we will have maybe about 5 minutes where we highlight a different Black business. And so we have several restaurants and other businesses. So stay tuned. It's going to be exciting. We're going to talk about what's popping in the Black business community. And that number, the new number, is 520-525-8633. Okay, Far, that's it.
Yes, ma'am. Quick question, Ms. Karen. Will some of the ladies on Grace Space every now and then, not all the time, I don't know, you guys be using the visual or what?
We will be using the visual because when we present the Black businesses, when we highlight the Black businesses, which we have three restaurants lined up right now, we will... What we're going to do is let you see the restaurant and then have a little talk with the owner. We'll talk about what motivated them, some of the challenges that they had. We have one restaurant that it's Sunshine Vegan Restaurant, and she has recently opened a second location. So we'll talk about, you know, what made her decide to branch out into a second location, and you know, just various things that we think will be of benefit to our listeners.
All right. Well, Ms. Karen, thank you. And Would you like to give them once again the names of the ladies of Space of Grace?
Great Space, actually.
Great Space. I'm sorry. Great Space.
That's okay. Great Space consists of Minister Deborah and myself, Karen, and then Jada, who is a relationship expert. And I probably never talk about it, but I am a certified Christian counselor. So those are, Deborah is also a licensed minister. And so those are our credentials, and we look forward to continuing this relationship and with the Grown Folks Talking family and the listeners. And we are grateful for the opportunity, grateful for the fellowship that we have with the Grown Folks Talking family, and just very appreciative of and looking forward for the things to come.
Well, thank you, Ms. Karen. And once again, as I always say, that everyone that's having a show up here is setting the foundation, because in the words of Sister Sledge, we are family. So I just want to say thank you, and once again, I appreciate you, along with everybody else, who's doing the due diligence to come up here and start their own shows as a sign of give back. You understand what I'm saying? Because, like I said, I've talked to every one of you personally, you know, what they call an off-the-cuff conversation, and we've all have had our spirited younger days. And, listen, you're only as old as you feel. I tell people in a minute, I'm 65, but I feel 35, all right? So I've been blessed to feel that way for a reason. So if I have this energy, you think I'm going to sit in front of a TV, eat a Twinkie, and just call it a day because I'm 65 and I made it this far? No. If you're in touch with the Most High and he's telling you, all right, you don't have to go. Listen, you don't have to go, and I respect everybody's religion and their belief, all right? But if you tap into the inner divine part of yourself, you can have a conversation with the Most High. I have a conversation with him 3-4 times a day, all right? And I wish somebody would judge me by saying, oh, no, you got to go to a church or a synagogue or a mosque. No, I don't. I show people every day the way I interact with my community, because I know some people now that claim religion now, and you wouldn't even think that they would step foot in a peaceful sanctuary, all right? So like I said, what's the old saying, Karen? Judge least thee be judged. I don't judge anybody, all right? My religion is called respect. I respect you. You respect me. Respect for life. And that's the bottom line, okay? Like I said, if the front of your house is dirty, I'm out there raking my house, and for whatever reason, I don't see you, and you got a big pile of these, I'm going to rake it in the street and pick it up for you. I ain't got no problem with that. I do it all the time, okay? So, once again, Great Space family, all right? And you know what? I really feel that it's a blessing that I have my show, and then immediately following, it's going to be a 30-minute period, y'all, so you just got to, you know, put yourself in that seatbelt. At 8:30, they come on right behind. We end at 8 o'clock, they come on at 8:30. So remember that. It just doesn't end when unless you guys want to get to bed early. And I would advise you, with the spiritual message that these sisters give, all right, that you not go to bed too early. Because when they finish talking to you, not only will you probably dream about what you heard, because they do the scholarly work, all right? You guys have listened to it. If you haven't, listen to them. They do the scholarly work, all right? And I have you smiling, waking up the next morning, because you're going to dream about something positive for your brain, all right? And don't forget to take your omega-3s now. That'll help you dream even better, y'all, okay? All right, so now, Brother Bay, are you there? Hold on, family. This is half of the financial team of Trevor and Brother Wale Bay, better known as Alex. Alex, you there? Well, maybe the brother might come on a little late, because I had a couple of dings on my other end. I had to click over, so he might come in a little later. All right.
Brother Farr,
yes, sir.
Before you start that, I want to go back to what Miss Pearl was trying to say when she was telling people to, when they want to do the app, when they want to download the app. I just wanted to go back to that because what she was telling them was that if you want to do the visual and you want to do the app, go to huddle.team, or you can go to Huddle's website. If you're not on your phone, your cell phone, the people that have Apple devices and the other people, the people that have Apple devices, go to your app store and you can download huddle.team from there. Other people that's on your computers or, you know, on the Android telephones, go to where you go to get your apps from, and you can download the app the same way. If you got your computer, you can go on huddle.net, I think it is, and download it from there. It's the website. And what you do is when you go in and you yes.
Brother Leon, on the computer it's huddle.team also. On the computer huddle.team.
Okay. Good stuff. So there you go. You heard it first. On the computer it's huddle.team, so it's the same all the way around. But when you go in and you click on join, it's gonna say put the telephone number in. Do not put the telephone number in. Put in grown folks. Once you put in grown folks, it's going to let you straight in, and you never have to do that again. It's always going to remember where you came from. So when you go back in, all you have to do is click join, and it's going to join you. You're going to have to go in and do some of your settings, like maybe your microphone or different settings that you may have to do. And you can go ready. You have to put your set your camera up, but it will let you straight in. So just remember, you go on Huddle.team, no matter what device you're on, computers, iPhones, Androids, and when you get in there, make sure when it says join, push join. It'll ask you for a telephone number. Don't put the telephone number in that spot. Put in grown folks, and you will be able, grown folk, not what it asks, grown folk, and it will let you straight in, and you never have to do that again. It's one time and one time only. All right, Brother Fox.
Well, thank you, my brother. Now, there's somebody that I think that's Adrian. Adrian, just mute your phone. It won't. You can always get back on once you mute your phone.
It's not me. He done muted me and put me back on.
Okay, so, hey, Jay, who's that? Somebody making y'all making too much noise. The people like to be heard crisp and clear. I can hear somebody's TV.
I'm trying to find out now.
Okay, wait a minute. Come on, y'all. I hope somebody didn't fall asleep. Now, look. Y'all, when I find out who it is, you know I'm going to call you after the show's over. You're supposed to be aware of that.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Leon, I think that's the boy.
Okay.
I was going to bring her on. Deborah, that's okay. I need to be horsewhipped, y'all. She did mention that her son may come over and had the TV on, so I apologize. Deborah, unmute yourself and come back on and say something to the crowd. This is, ladies and gentlemen, this is Ms. Deborah Alexander. She's a godsend because from day one, she didn't ask me for nothing, and she posted everything on my Facebook page. All right? And I would just like to say, that's okay. We can tolerate the noise, Deborah's shoes. You're the only one that has that privilege. Okay? But we're bringing her back on. This is Mr. Deborah Alexander from the Visionary Trailblazers. Leon will tell you about her. All right? Anybody who's worked with her, she's been so very cooperative. And like they said, good help is hard to find. But with this lady right here, she's a total, I mean, she's far removed away from that descriptor. Mr. Boy, are you there? Deborah, unmute yourself and come on back on. Don't worry about the noise. Hey, Jay, if you're muted, you can unmute it.
Bart.
Yeah. Yeah.
She said that's not her. That's not her. That's not her.
Well, who is that then?
I don't know. She's on a whole other device. It's not her. She just texted me and said it's not her.
Well, ask her, does she want, do me a favor, Leon, hit her back and ask her would she like to put something out there, because I know.
She can hear you.
Okay, Deborah, let people know about your, because she does something once a month, family, along with Sister Nakia. So I don't know if Nakia is listening with her. You could bring Nakia in with you if you want, Deborah. But these ladies, they do the right thing by people. All right, I'll just say that. I won't say any more. I'm going to let Deborah speak for herself. Mr. Boy, you there?
She's listening on a whole nother device. She's not on her computer or her phone.
Oh, so she can't say anything. Okay, because...
No, she can't speak into the device. She can just listen.
Okay, because I thought she might want to come in. I don't know if you have your next show planned, DeBoer, but you got a little time to come in before we bring Brother Rashad on with the health and healing session. All right. Now, family, remember now, because everyone's not here because they handle the bit. Now, Brother Abdul comes on Sunday. Let me not do this. Let me do this in reverse. Let me start from the very beginning of the day. All right, well, in the afternoon, the first show on Sunday, 3 p.m., you have April Renee. She's coming on. Name her program is What in the Cell is Going On. All right, they talk about cellular health, okay? So she comes on from 3 to 4 p.m. Sunday, starting next Sunday, okay? Like I said, the itinerary will be up there on that call-in number, the new number for you to come in. At 5 o'clock. Before I call him out, Alex, are you there? Okay, well, the brother, he's probably handling some business. All right.
You got to go pee-pee?
Yeah.
Go pee-pee.
Yeah.
Pop up, don't take a pee-pee.
That's you, right, Cal? Was that you, Cal? Hello? I think people are muted themselves. But we heard that, didn't we, y'all? The little one got to go to the bathroom, okay? Mm-hmm. You're supposed to ask them that. When all was so small, that's what our parents asked us, right? You got to pee-pee? But anyway, getting back to the subject at hand, family. what was I saying? Okay, and then we're going to have... we're going to have Alex and Trevor. You guys heard them before. They gave the financial report, all right? They're basically going to give you a lot of financial advice, all right, and an investment if you care to invest. It's up to you, okay? Very good brothers. They're going to give you things, well, certain things you may be not privy to when it comes to finances, okay? That's 5 to 7, not tomorrow, next Sunday, all right? And then we got Brother Abdul Ishmael, all right? He works at a health food store. He's one of the partners in a health food store in East Orange, New Jersey. All right? The brother is very profound. If you guys have been tuning in every week, you probably heard Abdul. I think Abdul came on about 4 weeks ago. He'll have his own show. It's called The Health Man. Okay? Because I'm going to tell you something, family. Whatever you acquire in life don't mean nothing if you ain't got your health. I remember, Adrian. I remember one time, and Leon and Carol, I remember one time, so how did the story go? They said there was a man, he was on his deathbed. He was real sick. He had all this money. And they said to him, what would you give to get good health? He said, all my wealth. Okay? So remember, family, remember, all right? We all got a certain amount of time here on earth, all right? You have to, if you're conscious, and you connected, you claim spiritually you connected to the Most High, the Creator, all right? Understand, I know when I go before the Creator, I want to say I tried. You know, I did my best, you know, because every night before I go to bed, family, I pray to the Creator, and I say to him, I say, listen, please, give me, enlighten me. Make me more proficient. In fact, make me have an effect on people that need to do better. And make me do better. All right? Because I'm going to tell you something. And anybody on this line will tell you, we have off-the-cuff chats. And I learn from, especially Brother Leon, Brother Rashad, or everybody, Carol, Adrian. I learn. I listen. I'm a sponge. That's my middle name. My middle name was James, but now as far as Sponge Nance. I like to learn from everybody. All right? Now, looking back on it now, I wish I would have had this attitude when I was 25, 30, 35, enjoying my little party years. But I can't apologize for that. But you have to do something while you're here. Because as Muhammad Ali said, service to others is the room we pay for rent in heaven. Okay? This is what we have to do, family. All right? If you're negative, like my man Wally came up here and said, you knock out negativity with positivity. Okay? So that's what we do. That's why that's why these shows are starting. And I have enough faith and in judgment to bring these people on to give you a message. And like I said, I promised Adrian I would say this. This is not the Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Elmer Fudd Cartoon Network. We ain't up here for that. We're here to learn, okay? And I'm telling you, I'm going to bring on more people that hopefully will spiritually invigorate you. And I want to say to my dear sisters from Great Space, give me a progressive, an insightful and an impactful minister up here, hopefully as your guest one day. Or say, hey, Foz, I got a guest for you. Bring on Reverend so-and-so. You understand what I'm saying? If that brother's talking conscious, it's spiritual, I don't care what your religion is. If you can motivate people and give them to realize that we have to do something, because right now it's us and it's them, all right? Notice I didn't say nothing about a Caucasian. I didn't say nothing about an African-American, a Chinese. I didn't say that. Them is a rainbow of colors who want to exploit people in this world. And we know it's out there, family. We know it's out there, okay? So now the question is, what are we doing about it? We got to push back because a lot of our culture, all right, and our human family, they're walking around asleep. They're zombies. They're zombified. And people have to get to the point now, all right, and I understand, all right, a lot of people have said to me, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to find out who else is on here, and then if I can't, all right, then we're going to bring on Brother Rashad after I finish this. I talked to this brother. I wanted to do a segment on AIDS and HIV. And he was a gay gentleman, nice guy. I'm not going to mention his name right now. And when I talked to him, all right, I was going to partner with him to go up on the Gary Noel Progressive Radio Network and scroll down. Now, this guy does a lot of I respect Gary Noel. He's a nutritionist, a scientist, and Rashad's going to be playing some of his tapes. And he has the actual scholarly evidence that they call conspiracy, okay? And I said I wanted my man to go up there. I want him to research what's being put out there. Let's write up something and let people know that Ferret Face Fauci, who's the head, and look, if you took the shot, that's your business. I ain't knocking nobody. That's your business. We say that all the time. I know I'm not taking the shot, all right? And I have my reasons, okay? If you want to take the shot for your reasons, fine, okay? But this man has proven to be behind drugs that are toxic to our systems. He was the one that put out AZT. He was behind all that when they said there was an alternative. He didn't want to explore that because this is big business. The pharmaceutical and the medical people are big business. Now, am I saying there's not good doctors? No, there's some very good doctors. Adrian told me I learned something today. She said she goes to an MD, DO. I said, what does DO stand for? She couldn't remember, but basically they give a holistic approach and they give you traditional medicine with it, okay? So that's what we need. We need an alternative point of view when it comes to our health, not just one way, because one way leads to all those lawsuit commercials you see on TV. You see them side effects of Vioxx, Gardasil, baby powder causing cervical cancer in women. Come on now. Now, am I saying that's like saying all cops are bad? All cops ain't bad. I know some very well-meaning cops. It's just unfortunate that most of the hierarchy, most of the people that are in the chain of command, all right, are the people who could care less. They just want to get a paycheck. I know. I had a brother, and I got a father that were on the North Police Department, okay? And they'll tell you in a minute, that ain't right. I'm talking about calling out other cops. But unfortunately, they drowned out because a lot of times, family, this is what it boils down to. This is my point. It boils down to paycheck, pension. Paycheck, pension. People don't want to jeopardize their status. And this gentleman right here, the job he had, he told me straight up. He said, man, I know where you're going with this, Foz. You're right, but I can't sacrifice my money. I would love to do it, okay? So the only thing I'm saying is we have to be messengers in our community. We have to be examples to the people that are run astray in our communities. We have to be a guiding light or just a light, all right? Because some people, you could talk to them till you're blue in the face, they're going to do what they want to do, and that's understandable, family. You can't let that stress you, okay? So without that being said, now, did I miss anybody, by the way? Don't forget now, Beat Cancer. Anybody you know is having a problem with cancer, Thursday nights. What time, Carol? It's Carl Wagner. Hold up, she's checking.
Of course, this the last four.
0242.
Wait a minute.
I think I heard a dog bark. That might have been her dog, Chipper.
Oh, okay. You know,
there you go.
Stop it.
Okay.
Thursday at 7 p.m.
Right. BeatCancer.org. And also, I know John Monroe's 8 p.m. For those of you who are having a visual impairment or blind, know somebody that is blind, visual impairment, he starts off our network next Wednesday. Have people tune in. And also, you don't have to have an eye problem if you're perfectly good with your ophthalmologist. But this is a preventive. There's a lot of things that you should be knowing about jobs, because some of y'all, I know some people that call, I know y'all in your 30s and 40s. We don't want you to have a twist of fate. You turn 50 and you start getting a little blurry in the vision, all right? Tune in. You know somebody's having a situation. Next Wednesday, we gave you the number, 520-525-8633, all right? That's the right number, right, Carol? All right. Just wanted to make sure. All right. Well, family, now I start. By the way, anybody else out there need to be heard that has a show? Because everybody has to take care of business. Everybody just can't show. But they will show for this show. Okay? All right. So Alex is on. Okay. Well, the brother will be ready for a show next week. We'll have a test run to make. Okay. So without further ado, I know the brother's on the line. And like I said, family, I owe this brother a debt of gratitude. He was with me from day one. Like you said, the ride or die brother right here. And I'm sure he's got something very profound. So put on your listening ears, all right? And before we go, we're going to give out that number again. Please pass the word along every day, family. Every day now we're going to have something for you. And then we're going to get to the point where we can have 3 and 4 shows a day. Okay? So that's what I'm talking about, all right? But anyway, Brother Rashad, you there, my brother?
Yes, sir, my brother.
All right, my brother, go right ahead. Hey, family, I need not say no more, our dear Brother Rashad.
Okay, I want to thank you, Brother Forrest, for having me on. And I want to congratulate everybody who's got their show. I pray that all of them are successful and that information that's shared, everybody can benefit from it. So people listening out there, tune into these shows. Knowledge is always valuable. We always learn something new. Everybody's got something to offer. And from what I heard from everybody who spoke, there's a lot of knowledge there. And please, people, there's always room to learn more. I always tell people, seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. Don't stop. Learn something new every day. When you learn something new every day, your day is not wasted. That's important. I'm always researching. I'm always studying. I stay in some books. I'm always looking up information, and I always want to share with other people. And if I don't do that, I feel like I'm wasting my day if I haven't learned something new. So I just want to share that with y'all, okay? Brother Forrest.
Yes, sir.
With Abdul's show, you know, I spoke to Abdul at the health food store. And I said, Brother Abdul, I said, I can come on your show with you, and we can work together on that show. So he said he would be glad for that if I do.
Hey, brother, listen. You know, you ain't even got to ask. You ain't got to put it out. It's cool.
So just to keep the show going and flowing, mm-hmm. I told him, yeah, I'd be glad to come on. And, we can all share a little information. And I can piggyback on maybe on some of the things, you know, he's sharing. So I think that would work out.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, anything to help, because, you know, we all need to work with each other and help each other as much as we can.
Right.
Now, tonight I do have a couple clips, recordings that I recorded off the radio that I want to share with you. And after that, my subject tonight is going to be on allergies. I picked allergies because there's a lot of pollen out here. And a lot of people have been complaining how bad their allergies are. So I want to really share some information on that. And just like my neighbor across the street, she was telling me how bad her allergies were. And so, you know, I'm like, there's things you got to do to help yourself, because a doctor's not going to cure anything. They just don't give you things to help suppress the problem, but they never get to the root cause. And so you have to go to the root cause in order to eliminate these problems that we have. And that's what I try to do. I try to go to the root cause of whatever the problem is, so that you don't have to suffer with that anymore, or at least minimize it, and, you know, so it won't affect you as bad. So that's going to be our topic tonight on allergies. And excuse me while I'm drinking this cup of tea.
What kind of tea are you drinking, brother?
This is apricot tea.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I bought this box of tea over at Home Goods. They're like, they come in little pyramid packages, right?
Right.
They had different flavors. They had the blueberry. They had the passion fruit, the lemon ginger, got the apricot. There's a couple other ones in there, too. And they are very, very good. Nice flavor and so relaxed. You know, a cup of tea really relaxes you.
Yes, it does. Yes,
I know
does,
you know, because you know with the green tea.
Yeah.
You know that it's just relaxing. There's nothing like a good cup of tea, especially a little while after you have your meal. It's very good, and it helps the digestion. So always keep that in mind.
And you know what, Brother Rashad, before I'm going to be off track, I'm just saying this real fast. A lot of people, I said, you know about the B, yeah, they go all the way up to B12, and after B12, they stuck. I said, well, you know there's something after B12. They're like, no, get out of here. I said, no. You ever heard of B17? That's in the kernel of the apricot. Remember, we were talking about that before, Brother Rashad, remember? So, ladies and gentlemen, you just learned something new today, in case you didn't know. All right, that's how we share with each other. B17 in your apricots, because I eat, I kill some apricots, man. That whole food, I get like about 10 in a bag, man. I ain't gonna lie, them apricots taste good when they're just right and they're sweet. Mm.
And you remember years ago when they spoke about the apricot pit.
Right.
And how it really helped with cancer.
Cancer, right.
But the medical industry tried to debunk it, to turn people away from that, because there's so many things out here that can reverse cancer. There's so many things they don't want you to know about. They want you to just come in, get your chemotherapy, things of that nature, radiation, and that's the only solution, they say. But that's not true. Many people have reversed their cancers with natural remedies, with the right mindset, you see, and things of nature, and they've gone back and reversed it. And a lot of them tell me that for years, it never came back. So that's a good thing.
Yes, it is, brother.
As protocols and don't deviate and don't go back to what originally caused the problem, which many of us, we think that because we got rid of the problem naturally, we can go back to eating whatever we had or doing whatever it was we were doing and thinking it's not going to come back. Yes, it's going to come back. And it may come back worse. So that's why I say always stay with the protocol. When you change your diet, like you are you still doing the raw vegan?
No, today I did 28 days like that, brother. I was yearning for some navy beans. I made some navy beans and put some avocado in it with some spices. I had some navy beans today, brother.
You did good, brother, because you told me you don't go raw for about a month or maybe forever. I don't know. I forgot what
you
said.
No, I said I was thinking about going raw forever, but I you know what? If I have something cooked every now and then, it's cool. But the majority of the time, my nutrition is liquid, you know. I do a lot of smoothies, you know, juicing, herbal teas, nut seeds, you know what I'm saying? And brother, listen, family, I'm just trying to share with you. I ain't trying to brag. I'm 65 with a six-pack. I got to sit up. I do 100 sit-ups every morning. That's the first thing I hit before I do anything else, okay? So the only thing I'm saying is you can get there. You can have a body better than some of these young people out here because they don't even train no more. They're all into their phones, technology. There's nothing wrong with technology, the good side of it. We ain't talking about the dark side of technology, okay? And if anybody don't believe me, text me, and I'll just show you a picture of my midsection. Kidding, y'all. Go ahead.
No, but that.
But I
you
do
know,
have a six-pack. Go ahead, brother.
Hey, brother. I hope it's not the other six-pack, right?
No. No, brother, I don't drink.
I know better, brother. I know better. But,
yes,
but yeah, no, that's it. You know, some people try to do raw food. They want to do it for the rest of their life. I don't think it's a good idea. You should always have some, incorporate some good cooked food also.
Yeah.
I can do raw for about 30 days, but then I had that craving for some cooked food.
Me
and,
too.
You know, 'cause I love yams and things of that nature, you know. I love my brown rice, quinoa, and all that. So I'm going to have some of that food. So I'm not just going to – I do it, you know, raw for a month, and then I'll go back to eating some cooked food, maybe have my smoothie in the morning, and I'm good.
Yes,
And I feel just as great as I did when I just eating the raw food. So it works out good. But anyway, our family, so I hope this recording came out okay. You might have heard this for us. I got this off Gary Noe's show. This gentleman, I think he's a reverend, and he's talked about, because, you know, this COVID-19 shot and everything, he spoke about the experiments that they have done on the masses of the people, but he was starting with the Tuskegee experiment. But he's thinking about these things because of what they're trying to do now. So a lot of people think that the people who don't believe in the shot, you know, they're conspiracy theorists. No. You got 16,000 doctors right now who are suing these pharmaceutical companies because of the false information they put out. All this stuff is going to come out sooner or later. You're going to find out that everything they told you is not the truth. And like I said before, I think the last time I was on this program, how can you trust people who, especially our people, not our people, I'm saying, how can you trust those people who abused our people for 400 years, tortured, mutilated, burnt, killed the babies, killed the women, and you don't trust them with something you haven't even investigated, and especially with all the experiments they have done on our people throughout the years, and then we're just going to line up. And like I said, I'm not mad at you if you took the shot. That's your choice. If you think it's a good thing, I have no problem with that. But I'm just saying, you can't trust people who have done this to our people for 400 years, all these experiments, all this torture, abuse, and everything, and expect that, you know, they're going to look out for your best interest. And they're doing it to their own people, too. See, the masses of the people are now, This is not the rhythm review right now, so if you can turn your music off, it'd be nice. But anyway, so all these things that they've done to our people, thinking that we can trust people who have abused us for all these years. So anyway, I'm going to start playing this clip, and I want you to hear this man and what he had to say. He's going to share some of the experiments they've done to our people. Hopefully it comes out clear. So family, please listen as I start this recording. Thank you. Excuse me, wait a minute. Let me see, make sure I got it. Hold on 1 minute. Okay. Oh, my God. Okay, wait a minute. Let me go back one. Here we go.
To mute him.
That's cool. That's cool. Okay. So let him know. Now you can pull him backstage and let him know he come out. I'll talk until you come back on. Testing, testing. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Well, you still live, Forrest.
Oh, okay, okay. My bad. I said testing 1, 2. Okay, I didn't know. Okay. All right. I'm live now, Jay?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Family, brother, I couldn't hardly. I know y'all got the same effect on your end, okay? So, Brother Rashad, you there? Hold on for a minute. We got to give Rashad back, y'all, because he's still
playing the video.
You ain't pulling backstage?
Yeah, but I mean, he got the video playing.
Okay. Oh, you know what, Jay? I can give you a different number to call him If you think you remember, it's easy to remember.
Let me see.
This is a cell phone. Two 9 8 6. Testing 1 2 2 9 8 6. Are you there?
This is Adrian.
Okay. Oh, Adrian, that's you. 2 9 8 6. My technician said you were pressing 1. Okay. Well, we're live, dear. Rashad Manuel.
I was trying to get off of mute.
Oh, okay. What was going to say? Well, see, this is why technology is very important. So, hey, fam, as we go on, all right, I see I'm going to have to invest in something that is a little clearer for the brother over there, all right, when he's going to do his clips. Because last time Rashad did some video, one came through like that, and the next one was very clear. So
okay.
It is what it is. So what can I say?
So the question is, was it the clip or was it the technology?
No, because I heard that before on Gary Noel's network, and it was clear then, you know. So it had to be the recording. But see, this is why sometimes you have to invest in different gizmos when it comes to technology so it can come through crispy clear. And that's what we'll do in time. We're going to do that, you know. Now, who's on? Hey, Jay, wait a minute. Hey, family, until Rashad comes back on because he has an affirmation to give you all out there. Do you is there anybody that wants to ask a question? You can press the number 1 button to make a comment, okay? Hey, Jay, let me know if anybody – there's Adrian that was pressing the 1 to get back in. Let me know if anybody's pressing 1, Jay, then we can bring them in. Long day, fam. Excuse me for yawning. But like I said, don't forget.
He's still playing the video so far. Yeah.
he didn't pick up on the cell phone.
Nah, I went to the answer machine. Voicemail 3
okay.
times.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we got to wait for the brother to. It still sounds a little scratchy, huh, Jay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's why I was pressing 1, trying to fill in some dead space. You know, me being in drama, dead air is something I have very little tolerance for. So I was like, let me press 1. Let me see if I can get on and talk about something.
Well, what I was going to do was I was going to do a little talk. In fact, I had something I wanted to share with the Jay. I'm live now, right, Jay?
Yeah, you live.
Okay, fam, I want to share something with you until Rashad comes back on. Now, once again, the new caller number is 520-525-8633. Yeah, Rashad. Okay, he didn't get back yet. Now, family, this is what I want to ask you. Now, why is it that people have, and I'm not talking to you, Ms. Carol, because you do the right thing by your dog. Why is it when people walk their dogs, they allow them to do their business any old place? Okay, it's not. Now look, you can't help where a dog can't help where he has to go to the bathroom. He's going to look for the nearest tree or some grass, and sometimes that might be in front of your house or on the side of your house, like over here where I live at. Okay, but you know what I don't like is when they allow their dogs to do their business. Okay, and then guess what? They just go about their business. Now, we know everybody's supposed to have a bag to pick up behind the dog. Let me give you a case in point. The day before yesterday, my brother went across, was looking at this guy. He was allowing his dog to do his business in front of my brother's house. And my brother just stood and looked at him, and he looked at my brother like, who are you looking at? And my brother went over there and said to him, he said, brother, he said, the reason why I'm looking at you is because your dog is doing his business and you're about to walk off. I saw you walking away. And he said, okay. Then he went in his pocket. Family, he had the bag all along. He went in his pocket and picked up the mess. Now, come on now. I mean, grown people, they have to be supervised to do the right thing. Where's the home training? And some people know better. Now, if you did that in front of their house, they would have a fit. They might want to fight you, okay? But they go in front of other people's houses and do that. This is why I said, you know what? I'm going to tell you something, family. We have division within our own ranks. Some of y'all already know that. It's bad enough that we got to deal with them. I'll tell you what my definition is of them. I'm not going to get up here and say what they said back in the day. I'm not going to do the Black Panther on you and talk about the pigs and the devils. No. Them. You know who them is. The people that mean no good for people could care less as long as they can stuff their pockets with money. The exploiters of the world, the Klaus Schwabs, the Putins, the Trudeaus, all right? The people that could care less about us, the people that run these big corporations, they don't care. Hey, listen, we have Access Link here in New Jersey. It picks people up, all right? I have friends that work for, they're drivers for Access Link, pick up people with disabilities, et cetera, et cetera. Do you know that they actually told those people that, well, listen, you got to work 10 hours? And then they actually had to fight. They had this, a former union to say, hey, man, listen, first of all, we got. They feel like because they pay you now, they can do whatever they want. Okay? Some people start falling asleep after 8 hours. They don't put in 8 long hours of work. They want to go home to their families. They want to rest. You know? And they got and corporate got a backlash. They're trying to tell you, well, you know, you have to. Okay, then they cop 9 hours, you know. The other hour is up in the air. It's negotiable. See, that's what I'm saying. You know, it's a thing called, you know what slavery was back in the day. Now there's slave labor. And unfortunately, they feel like, well, we can pay you so we can control what we want you to do. We tell you to do what we want because we're paying you now, you know. No, it doesn't work like that. You have to have a genuine concern for people, all right, what they call empathy. All right? And a lot of people that are on top don't care. I don't know when we're going to get that through our heads because we got so many people that are gullible. They fall for anything. They believe anything that's being put out here. And like Forrest. Rashad said, for years they can do that. Yeah, Rashad.
I had a cover
for you, brother.
Jay was just telling me that couldn't hear the recording.
Right. Poor quality.
Yeah, it was. It was like electric. I was trying to call you, but Jay said just the tape was gone, and I got him to call you on your cell.
Oh, I have my cell off.
Oh, okay. Okay, brother. Well,
because it was coming in clear on my end. I don't know why it didn't come through the phone like that. But
well, you know what? Now that we got this thing, we'll try to mastermind that because the gentleman was talking to us about the MP3 thing. Where it could actually come through nice and clear like it does on PRN. So Carol's going to mastermind that along with Brother Leon, and we're going to find out how we could channel that through, you know, through the network, and it'll come through nice and clear next time. So, because remember,
oh, wow, it was dynamite information he was sharing.
I know it was, brother, if you had it. But listen, last time you did that, remember the first one came through a little sketchy, then the second one came through clear. How many videos you got up there, brother? I mean, clips.
Well, I got quite a few on this. This is a little recorder because I recorded it while the radio was playing.
Right.
And so, you know, I've played it for people before. They said they heard it pretty good. So I don't know why I didn't play that well here, but it's okay. Maybe
okay,
some
brother.
Other.
Yeah, because we got time,
enhance,
brother.
If I can enhance the sound somehow, and then, you know, matter of fact, what I should have done is went to the archives, played the archive, and it would have came in nice and clear.
Yeah, because last time it came through clear. Remember, the first time it was like so, but that second one clip you played a while back came through nice and clear. Everybody understood that.
I do have it on the archive. So what I'll do next week, I'll have it ready. I'll phone to play it, and I'll use my cell phone to tune in to the program.
Okay.
And then people like that, okay?
All right, that's cool, yeah. All right, Rashad, you want to give that? All right, y'all, you got to mute your phone. I'm hearing the, I don't know if this Ms. Aiden. Ms. Aiden, just mute your phone for a minute there. Okay, there you go. Okay, Rashad, you wanted to speak to the lesson you about to want to put out there?
Yeah, I'm going to speak about the allergies and stuff.
Okay.
Hold on one second. Hold on one second.
Yeah, but family, we got to do better when it comes to community, man, you know? And we got to stop being
my wife,
that's okay. And we got to stop being hostile toward each other when we try to talk to each other, you know? But anyway, go right ahead, my brother. You got the form.
Okay. All right. Let's speak about
allergies.
Your phone.
Rashad's about to get a lesson. Okay, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, okay.
Am
yeah,
I on?
I'm just trying to turn the mute. Yes, sir. You're on.
Okay, yeah. I just want to make sure. Okay, so allergies is something that a lot of people are experiencing right now. This is springtime, and so there's a lot of pollen around, and people are inhaling these things, and they're suffering. But we're going to talk about allergies in general, and I'm just going to read from my notes what I have for you tonight and explain what an allergy is, what causes this, and then I'll give you some information on what you can do to help yourself to help reverse this problem, okay, or at least to minimize the problem. So, you know, allergy is, you know, like an inappropriate response by the body's immune system to a substance that is not normally harmful. Now, you know, the immune system is the highly complex defense mechanism that helps us to combat infections. Now, that's why you have to have a strong immune system. It's very important you keep your immune system strong. We're going to deal with that. And so this helps to combat infection. So it does this by identifying what we call foreign invaders, and the pollen is foreign invaders, and mobilizing the body's white blood cells to fight them. So, and some people, you know, the immune system wrongly identifies a non-toxic substance as an invader, and then the white blood cells overreact and do more damage to the body than the invader itself. So the allergy response becomes a disease in itself. So common responses are nasal congestion, coughing, wheezing, itching, hives, and other skin rashes, headache, and fatigue. Now, I know there's some people listening that suffer with this. I know there are, because it seems like every other person has allergies. People I talk to all the time, and it seems like every other person has allergies. So anyway, the substances that, you know, provoke allergic responses are called allergens, okay? And almost any substance can cause an allergic reaction in some ways, in someone somewhere in the world, okay? But the most common allergens include pollen, dust, and certain metals. Some cosmetics. Now, women, I know a lot of you use cosmetics. And that can be allergen, lanolin, animal hair, insect venom, common drugs such as penicillin, aspirin, and food additives. And there's a lot of food additives out there, you know, such as benzoic acid, sulfur dioxide, and chemicals even found in soap and washing powder. That's why you want to get soaps that are as natural as possible, and, you know, washing powders, that especially the ones that don't have the perfumes in it, those are the better ones. But so as a matter of fact, let me just say this real quick for us. I found sea moss soap. I was in New York in the store, and they had sea moss soap. So I bought half a dozen of those. And let me tell you, I showered with it. It lathered so beautifully. It felt so good on the skin. I said, wow, this is really nice. So, and it's all organic, natural, no chemicals whatsoever. So these are the things you want to use on your skin as opposed to things that have all these chemicals in it, cause these allergies. Okay, and then also, you know, many people, they're allergic to mold. And molds are microscopic living organisms, neither animal nor insect, but that thrive where no other life form can. Okay, molds live throughout the house, all through the house, under the sinks and in the bathroom, basement, refrigerator, and any other damp, dark place, you will find mold. They also flourish in the air, in the soil, on dead leaves, and other organic materials. So they may be destructive now, but they are also beneficial. They help to make cheese, fertilize gardens, and speed decaying of garbage and fallen leaves. And penicillin is made from mold. You know, the person who he was trying to develop something else, and he left this, whatever it was he was working with, I can't think off the top of my head, he left it on a dish, and the mold appeared on there. And that's how he developed the penicillin. Wasn't trying to find penicillin, but that's how he found out. It's a long story. I'm not going to go into that. And mold spores, you know, they carry by the wind, and they predominate in the summer and early fall. And in warm climates, they thrive year-round. So cutting grass, harvesting crops, or walking through tall vegetation can provoke a reaction. And people who repair old furniture also at risk. Okay, thank you. Okay. So foods also can provoke allergic reactions. Some of the most common allergenic foods include chocolate, dairy products, eggs, shellfish, strawberries, and wheat. Okay? And food allergies and food intolerances are not the same thing. A person with a food intolerance is unable to digest and process that food correctly, usually due to a lack of a certain enzyme or enzymes. A food allergy, on the other hand, occurs when a person's immune system generates an antibody response to the ingested food. Food intolerance can lead to allergy. However, if particles of undigested food manage to enter the bloodstream and cause reaction, but some allergic reactions to food occur as soon as one starts chewing. You hear that? As soon as one starts chewing, foods that are highly allergenic are easy to identify and eliminate from the diet. Now, a delayed reaction is harder to detect. Now, an irritating cough or tick on the throat may be a sign of a food allergy. Now, no one knows, you know, why some people are allergic to certain substances. So, however, allergies do run in families, and it's also believed that babies that are not breastfed are more likely to develop allergies, and there may be an emotional cause to the problem as well, like stress and anger, especially if the immune system is not functioning properly, okay, so that could be a frequently contributing factor. Now, you can do a food allergy self-test. Now, listen, family. Hey, allergic. A simple test can help you determine if you are correct. Now, pulse rate, food in question, whatever food you think is creating this allergy, okay, you're going to record your pulse rate after you eat that food. And you can reveal if you are having an allergic reaction. You get a watch with a second hand, right? Sit down, relax for a few minutes. And when you're completely relaxed, take a pulse at the wrist. Count the number of beats in a 60-second period. Now, normal pulse reading is between 52 and 70 beats per minute. Action. Then you wait 15 to 20 minutes and take your pulse again. Now, if your pulse rate has increased more than 10 beats per minute, omit this food from your diet for 1 month and then retest yourself. Okay? And that'll let you know if this food is causing this problem. So for the purpose of this test, it's best to use the purest form of the suspect food available. So it could be organic, the best that you can get. For example, if you are testing yourself for an allergy to wheat, it's better to use a bit of plain cream of wheat cereal than to use wheat bread, which contains other ingredients besides wheat. But this way you will know that whatever reaction you observe or fail to observe, it is the wheat that is responsible. So, and, you know, a lot of people also develop allergens from food if those foods have been sprayed with toxins. A lot of people say, well, I can't eat certain foods because when I eat it, it causes an allergy. Come to find out, majority of the time, it's because they have a fruit that has been sprayed with some kind of pesticide, and is they're allergic to the pesticide, not the food. I know there's people that have come from different countries. They came here, and from their country, they said they always eat organic and things of that nature, but they come over, eat some of this fruit, and all of a sudden they develop an allergy. And they say even the fruit doesn't even have the good taste to it. So, you know, we're not getting the best of the best here, okay? A lot of the stuff that we grow here is not the purest form of fruit or vegetable or whatever. So, anyway, try that test, and you'll know if that food that you ingested is causing an allergy. And we know that pollen and all that would create a problem. Now, I always tell people this, the bottom line, before I give you suggestions with certain supplements, the bottom line, and it works every time because I had people do this, you have to clean out your colon. Your colon is impacted with all kinds of toxins, all kinds of waste, putrefied stuff sitting in there for years. And you create a breeding ground for disease. So when you clean your colon out, you don't have to get a colonic. You know, sometimes you have to be worried about colonics, so everybody doesn't know how to do a colonic right. And some people have gotten colonics and found out that the high-pressure colonic has pushed the feces into the small intestine or have perforated their colon. So what I say is eat a high-fiber diet or get some psyllium husk. You can use that, which is high fiber, and you can use that for about 30 days to clean out a lot of waste out of your body, which a lot of people told me they lost their gut, you know, their gut from using that, and they slimmed down quite a bit because all that waste started coming out. But once they cleaned that colon out, their allergies had disappeared, and they felt much better. The sneezing stopped, the watery eyes, you know, the hay fever, all that just stopped because now their system is clean. And I told him, make sure you eat a good, clean diet. Have your food should be clean. They should be organic. They should be washed before eaten. make sure there's no pesticide on it, because even organic farms sometimes are affected by pesticides used by other farms which are not organic, and it floats through the air, and it can contaminate the organic farm. That's why you really have to wash all your vegetables, all your fruits before you eat them. I see people, they go into the store, and sometimes the store has samples in the produce department for grapes or whatever, and people just pick them and eat them, haven't washed them, and don't even know who put their hands on there, and sometimes they can get sick. So you have to be very careful with that. You have to wash anything before you eat it, even organic. You know, a lot of organic food is coming straight from the farm. It has dirt on it, okay? It has to be washed off. Just because it's organic doesn't mean you can just eat it without washing it. You have to wash it. All food should be washed. All that bacteria needs to come off there. So make sure you do that, brothers and sisters. And they have certain washes for vegetables that you can buy. I just use water. I just wash everything real good, and I'm fine. I have no problems, okay? So anyway, let's talk about some of the, well, let's talk about some of the symptoms first. Now, allergic responses can produce, you know, any one of these combination or several of the following symptoms I'm going to give you, like nasal congestion, sneezing, coughing, red, itchy, or watery eyes, wheezing, sore throat, hives, rashes, eczema, or, you know, any kind of skin eruption, headache, fatigue, fluid retention. You know, a lot of people have fluid retention because of allergies, okay? Also swollen of the throat and the tongue. Matter of fact, we just had a family member, a little child, 10 years old, his tongue swelled. It was so thick, but it did go away after 2 days, okay? And fluid retention also help people, because it's people who have fluid retention in their ankles, and, you know, most doctors suggest giving them water pills or whatever. I always suggest take vitamin B6, 100 milligrams, and your ankles will go back to normal, okay? All that water retention will start to disappear, and you'll feel so much better. So vitamin B6, 100 milligrams daily, and you'll see results. And everybody who's done it, they thank me. I say, no, thank the Creator. Don't thank me, because, you know, the Creator blessed me to research this, to find it out, and I just wanted to share it with y'all so you can have relief from this problem. Okay, so those are some of the symptoms that I just I mentioned to you. Now, I'm going to recommend certain foods that you should eat. Okay, I only got 10 minutes, so I'm going to go through these fast. Okay, now, you want to base your diet on a non-mucus forming foods. So you want whole grains, okay? Now, some people can't handle gluten. They're gluten sensitive, okay? So be careful with those. Fresh vegetables, fruits, cold-pressed oils. When you buy oils, make sure they're cold-pressed. Raw seeds and nuts are very good. Now, you know, many people with environmental allergies also have reactions to nuts, so monitor, you know, your reactions carefully, okay? And you should drink 6 to 8 ounces of water a day to thin the mucus secretions. Okay, flax seeds and flaxseed oil can reduce inflammation, so if you take the oil, take 2 tablespoons every day, but always make sure you refrigerate your flax seed oil. Fenugreek tea is also good at eliminating mucus from your lungs. So make sure you buy some fenugreek tea and take a couple cups a day, and it helps relieve mucus, okay? Now, foods to avoid okay, for any allergy sufferer. And those are mostly the mucus-forming foods, which I mentioned earlier, dairy products, fried and processed foods. And I know a lot of people eat a lot of fried foods, and fried foods is hard on your digestion. So fried and processed foods, which a lot of people eat too, because everybody wants something that's already made up, refined flours, chocolate, and eggs, okay? So these are things you want to eliminate, cut down on, you know, like bad fats, such as saturated, hydrogenated fats, okay? You don't want those. You don't want refined flour and processed foods mentioned earlier. And you want to increase your intake of fiber, especially raw vegetables. But a lot of fruit, like apples, anything like that, will help to eliminate this problem. And if you can't eat fruit like that, get some psyllium husk. And you can buy it from any health food store. And you mix it with some water or juice. You take a glass every day, and it'll swell in your colon and start to loosen up all the waste in your colon and eliminate some of that food that's been stuck in there for years. And you have more relief, okay? But anyway, we know that wheat is the unsuspected culprit behind many allergies, including those that seem to be triggered by environmental allergens. So try eliminating wheat during the seasons that usually coincide with your allergic reactions, okay? Now, detoxification is important. So if you can do a three-day juice fast to expel your mucus, I would really encourage that, okay? And if you can just do the juices, not eating any regular food, okay, just juice. Just juice for 3 days. Green drinks are good for flushing out mucus and toxins. So, you know, drink one daily, and whether you're fasting or not, you know, because some people fast to help relieve mucus, but the green drinks are very good for eliminating mucus and toxins, okay? Some supplements you can take, because we're running out of time. You can take vitamin C, 1,000 to 3,000 milligrams 5 times daily, okay? It has a natural antihistamine effect. Now, if you feel that you're having a little diarrhea, just reduce the dosage, okay? But some people can even take more and it won't affect them like that. There's a herb called stinging nettle, not stinking, stinging, like you sting, like being stung by a bee, stinging nettles, N-E-T-T-L-E-S. Now, you can take 300 to 500 milligrams daily, and studies have shown that it is effective for hay fever, okay? And there's a lot of people that suffer with hay fever. So keep that in mind. Another thing is MSM. All you got to do is ask for MSM, okay? That's it's a long name. It's methyl sulfonine methane, okay? But we just call it MSM for short. And you would take 3,000 to 5,000 milligrams daily. And this also reduces allergic and inflammatory responses. Another good one is quercetin. I'm going to spell that for you. Q. U-E-R-C-I-T as in Thomas, I-N, quercetin. And you would take 1,000 milligrams 3 times daily. And this also has a natural antihistamine effect, okay? And there's a tea called I-Bright. You take a capsule 3 times daily, or apply a solution to irritate eyes by putting 5 drops of the tincture form and 1/2 ounce of saline. So you can apply it to your eyes twice daily, and that'll help your eyes, you know, because a lot of people get those watery eyes from the pollen. And also, one more thing, essential fatty acids. And you take 1 to 2 tablespoons of flaxseed oil, which I mentioned. Or you take 3 grams of fish oil daily. And they reduce inflammatory responses associated with allergies, okay? Those are some of the things you can take. There's many more. I might just give you a couple more because we have 5 minutes left, and I know Brother Forrest wants to close out. But probiotics also reduce the potential for allergies. You know, you can take a product containing at least what they call 4 billion organisms of Lactobacillus, Acidophilus, and Bifidus. You can find this at any health food store, probiotic. And there's many other things you can do to help with this situation. I can't name them all, but this is like the basic stuff you can do right now to help yourself. But, like I said, the bottom line, clean your colon out. Start eating a high-fiber diet, and you will see a big change. You will see a big change, okay? And stay away from the fried foods and the processed foods, the man-made stuff that's not good for you. All of this is causing these problems. So with that, Forrest, I think we have like 4 minutes left. And I know
yes,
you want...
Yes, sir, brother.
Yes, go ahead, brother.
No, no, I'm saying yes, sir, but I'm agreeing with you. I had to close out, but go ahead, brother. Oh, by the way, before you go, because it's been a minute, would you like to give out your information? Because this brother puts out some wonderful black sweet oil, y'all. Rashad, would you like to give out your number in case people need to call you for a consultation or a protocol or whatever the case may be, or some black seed oil?
Yes, also black seed oil is very helpful, and it builds your immune system up better than anything. It's a powerful oil.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I do carry it. My number is 973-673-0699. That's my landline, which I have my office, and also my cell phone number, 973-508-0088. I do carry a very pure form of black seed oil. It's from Ethiopia, made by a family that's been making it for 300 years using the original formulation. Not some of this stuff they have out here that's not really good quality, but this is excellent quality black seed oil. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in. And remember, all these programs coming up, tune in and gain that knowledge so everybody got something to offer. Again, I thank everybody. Love you all, and peace to you.
Thank you, Brother Rashad. And like the brother said, he's with me, so when we come to the new number, he'll be there. All right? Him and Brother Abdul, that's like the Green Hornet and Cato. I don't know who's going to be Cato, but that's going to be hot, y'all. Got to check it out on Sundays, all right? And also the other health programs and the social programs, Sister Adrian, Gray Space, Sister Carol, Brother Leon. Listen, we got action packed for you. You gotta get on board. Once again, in case you came on real, real late, the new call-in number starting June 1st with John Monroe, Vision Care. All right, 520-525-8633. And family, do not drop this number. Do not leave this number. Support this brother. This is my man. I've been known this brother for 30 years. He's a brother. My brother from another mother, Brother Jay. All right, so he's got his shows coming up. All you got to do is call this number on Friday, next Friday, all right, between 8 and 10. Come on up and check them out, all right, because we all share with each other. All right, you have the number. Once again, it's signing off, family. We'll see you on June the 1st. I'll be up there with John Monroe, all right. And once again, the number is 520-525-8633. Peace and blessings to everybody out there. Have a safe weekend. I'm going to the disco, y'all. Take care.
Peace. Good luck.
Peace. Take care.